Good morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church here in Williamstown, New Jersey, and we greet you in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here this morning for our Monday morning motivations, and one of the subject matters that I wish to discuss today is found in the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 9, and it deals with waiting on God. Waiting on God, unlike the weather, cannot be forecasted. How long God has us to wait, waiting on God, is according to his sovereignty and his systematic, selective system of bringing what we've been praying for. Waiting on God deals with a manifestation of faith. And this faith and this focus and this fortitude make up this waiting on God. Isaiah said, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and he will mount them up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary, walk and not faint." And we need to pay attention to the verbs in Isaiah 40, 31, that when you look at the eagle and the eaglet, he says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount them up with strong wings like eagles." Eagles can fly and glide for miles. They have supersonic speed, microscopic eye. They can see prey from a mile up, and when they swoop, they don't miss. They're accurate. And so in waiting on God, God is always accurate. He's powerful. He provides. And so one of the things that we want to look at this morning in this matter of waiting on God is that in Galatians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is writing to the churches at Galatia, and he's dealing primarily with three subjects: caring, sharing, and bearing. In the correct order, it's caring, that if a brother be overtaken in fault, you that are spiritual, restore one another with the mind of Christ. That's the caring. And then the bearing is that we ought to bear one another's burdens. And in the military, you bear your own backpack, but when someone else is struggling, you help them with their backpack. And then he moves from the caring, bearing, down to the sharing. And it's in the context of sharing that the Apostle Paul pours out for us, amen, that God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. This reaping and sowing process is an agricultural metaphor which deals with every day we're planting in the ground. We're planting attitudes, we're planting actions, we're planting things in the ground. And when he's talking about sin, if we plant sin, sin will grow back up and come at us. And I'm a witness, it will. But he's also, this sowing not only deals with our sin, but it deals with our support, our service, our sincere giving to the Lord. And it's in the context of giving that he says, while you're doing well, now listen to this, in verse 9, he says, "And let us not become weary in well-doing." Now notice, sin will make you weary. Sin will make you weary. But let us not get discouraged and frustrated while we're doing what's right. Let us not become deflated, depressed, disgruntled while we're doing what God wants us to do. And then he goes on to say, "For in due season," in other words, every situation has a season, according to Ecclesiastics, "in due season we shall reap," that's what we sowed, "if we," and here's the conditional, "faint not." So the faith, the focus, and the fainting is at hand here. And those of you that have prayed and your prayers have not come to fruition, those of you that are waiting on God and the blessing has not showed up, those of you that are looking into different difficulties and God has not relieved it, you got to be patient. You got to, by faith, by focus, by finish, by fortitude. You got to trust that Jesus is going to do the right thing. He is sovereign, listen, but he is committed to his word. If he said it, that ends it. I believe it, we move away from it. So here, he says, let us not become weary. That's God's prescription. Don't become deflated. Don't become anxious. Don't become overwhelmed by what you see, feel, or hear. Let us not be weary is the prescription. And then he says, in well-doing, that's performing good works. As you sow seed, amen, to the Lord, his principles, his word, don't become weary while you're doing good. And he says, because in due season, that's the prescribed timetable, God has a season for everything. Job said, when my day comes, when my favorable day comes, I shall praise his name. So one of the things we didn't understand, God's got a timetable. He's got a timetable when you went into trials. He's got a timetable when you're coming out of trials. He's got a rationale why the trials existed in the first place, for your good, his glory, to make you more like him. And then he says, you shall reap. The reaping process is the growth, the prosperity. And he's not necessarily talking about money. He's talking about your service, your sincere support of his program, your giving of money to his program, your living by the principles according to his program. He says, you will prosper, but here's finally the precaution. Only if you faint not. In other words, in all that's going on in our lives, we encourage you this morning not to faint. Be like that commercial, take a licking and keep on ticking. And you got to talk to yourself. You got to preach to yourself this morning. I will wait on the Lord. My confidence is in him. In his hands is my life. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And this morning, I want to encourage you as you wait. Wait in anticipation of your blessing, but wait with some praise on your lips, because the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Therefore, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Wait on him. He's coming. God bless you. Have a great day. How was that? Okay.